This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
Lots of outdoor events happening in the region.
For many people, this is their favorite time of year to be outside.
We have a gorgeous area that we live in, but sometimes in the summer it's a little hot for people to get outside, and in the winter a little too cold, so.
Before we talk about those outdoor events, I'm anticipating a beautiful fall. I don't know why, because every time we've ever done a story about what makes the leaves turn colors, it seems like I get contradictory information, like it can't be too wet, it can't be too dry. But I'm just hoping that we're going to have a spectacular autumn.
Okay, well, fingers crossed.
There you go.
Fingers crossed. Rich Products Corporation will sponsor the third annual Redbone Fly Fishing Invitational to catch the cure for cystic fibrosis. The event will be held Thursday through Saturday, with events kicking off at Spring Valley Anglers Club in Maysville, Arkansas, beginning with registration Thursday from 2 to 5 in the afternoon. The event will launch with two fishing groups beginning the morning of Friday the 4th at 8 a.m. and continue through the day. The weekend will end with a dinner, auction, and awards ceremony to be held at Arvis Ballpark in Springdale. Registration is required for the fishing event, and tickets must be purchased for the awards ceremony prior to the event. The Redbone Invitational in Northwest Arkansas has generated more than $60,000 annually for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation in Arkansas.
Saturday, the Hobbs State Park Conservation Area, along with the Ozark Off-Road Cyclists and Friends of Slaughter Pen Trails, will host young riders ages between 6 and 16 for a youth mountain biking event. The ride is part of a nationwide celebration that's known as Take a Kid Mountain Biking Day. The event will feature a family-friendly 4-mile bike ride along the Bashore Ridge Loop of the 24-mile multi-use trail system at Hobbs State Park. The single-track ride will include some big climbs, fast downhills, as well as a great view of Beaver Lake. The ride is slightly technical, so no training wheels, please. All riders do have to wear a helmet. There will be a short introduction on how to ride, and several support riders will be on hand. And the ride will be followed by a free hot dog cookout that's sponsored by the Ozark Off-Road Cyclists. The ride begins Saturday morning at 10. It will end around noon. If you'd like more information and free advance registration, you can send an email to Rebecca at rebecca.spurlock@arkansas.gov.
The Illinois River Watershed Partnership is hosting a Fall Rain Garden Academy for those interested in learning how to design and build the low-impact development landscape features. The Rain Garden Academy will be tomorrow as a pre-conference workshop for the Illinois River Watershed Partnership's Restoration of Our Rivers Conference on Thursday and Friday at Crystal Bridges in Bentonville. The Rain Garden Academy will feature a how-to lecture series, a native plant tour at Crystal Bridges and Compton Gardens, and a luncheon. Attendees will receive resource materials, including a low-impact development manual, and learn how to apply for a rain garden mini grant.
Now, if you'd rather be indoors, the 6th Annual Ozark Folkways Fiber Art Show and Fair takes place Saturday, October 12th from 10 until 4 at Ozark Folkways in Winslow. It will feature a display of fiber arts, demonstrations, homemade food, live music all day featuring the band East of Zion. They have been
in here.
In our studio. The juried fiber arts exhibit showcases the various forms that fiber arts can take, including weaving, spinning, quilting, embroidery, knitting, crochet, felting, and wearable arts. A selection of the works from the exhibit will be available for purchase at the fair. That, again, is Saturday, October 12th from 10 until 4.
An author lecture has been scheduled for 3 to 4:15 October 13th. Historian William Pencak brings to life Crystal Bridges' oldest collection of paintings, the Levy Franks family portraits.
When you first walk in the permanent exhibit, that first room, that's where they are.
Oh, okay. Okay. He's going to do this in an exploration of America's rich Jewish history based on his book Jews and Gentiles in Early America, 1654 to 1800. He'll discuss the life lived by the Levy Franks family, as well as dramatic and visual depictions of early American life to tell the story of the five communities where most of colonial America's small Jewish population lived: New York, Newport, Charleston, Savannah, and Philadelphia. Admission is free, and seats can be reserved at crystalbridges.org. Now, is this the room where, when we went, you sort of pointed out different things in the picture that meant something, like somebody had a squirrel?
Yes, that's this room.
Okay.
And so there are images that are telling us all sorts of things that, had we been alive at the time, we would have known, but these images might not be part of the popular discourse now.
And it was, and you had told me it's something about the animals represented their status?
Right.
In culture or in society at that time?
Exactly.
Cool.
So that'll be Sunday, October 13th. Yes. And finally, the Eureka Springs School of the Arts will have its 11th annual Mad Hatter's Ball Friday, October.
Already! It's already time for Halloween. I'm just realizing this. I'm sorry.
That's okay. The Eureka Springs School of the Arts will have its 11th annual Mad Hatter's Ball Friday, October 25th. It takes place at the Crescent. That's the Crescent Hotel, of course. There will be auction items, artwork, and open bar. The ballroom opens at 7 that night, dancing to the music of Red Ambition. There will be a pasta buffet provided by the Crystal Dining Room at the Crescent, and also a hat contest. That's all the information
fun.
I have. A hat contest.
Have you ever been?
I have not.
I kind of want to go.
I do, too. That's during the KUAF Fall Fundraiser, by the way.
Oh, it is.
Yes. Tickets are $50. That includes the buffet. You can get your tickets at ESSA-art.org, or you could call 253-5384. It raises operating funds for the Eureka Springs School of the Arts through ticket sales and the auction. It's a nonprofit school providing adults and youth classes in arts and crafts throughout the year for emerging and professional artists. And they say to get in, it's not just $50, you got to have a hat for the Mad Hatter's Ball.
All right.
Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.